plate a potential nugget.
And maybe that's a good segue, Atul, to talk about the current times we are in, COVID-19. And your industry especially has been, among many others, quite severely affected. How are you grappling with what's going on?
So first of all, to be honest, I'm grappling pretty well. The thing is that, I don't know, maybe it was the, I know a lot of comedians who I've been talking to in this pandemic, and some of them are not doing anything, because generally this is a time people are not getting any new thoughts about comedy, because it's people are going through anxious times, and it's okay to be anxious at this time, because the entire world is going through this. So I don't think any comedian has churned out a new 1 hour of material in the 3 months sitting at home, because the thought process is not coming. So, and I think, so the reason I'm doing it, because I have two kids now grown up, where one is in the college in the UK, so I have to pay her bills. So there was a survival for me to sort of do something. And actually 13th March to 13th April, I had a tour of my new show, Daddy Cool, which I just mentioned. It was an 18 city tour in the US and Canada. So I reached Toronto on 10th of March with the assurance by Mr. Donald Trump, who said, it's just a flu, it'll go away in 5 days. I reached on 10th March, and the entire, in front of my eyes, the entire world collapsed. Tom Hanks got the virus. The president, prime minister of Canada, his wife got the virus. And the countries were just shutting down, in front of my eyes. And I knew my entire one-month tour got canceled. I mean, I postponed it. I myself canceled/postponed it. And I took the first flight, and 14th March, I was back in India. And I knew that I was going to be sitting at home for a long time, because initially when the pandemic started, I always tell people, you had this Wuhan's case, which is 76 days they killed the virus, the virus went away and they sort of, again, it came back there, but 76 days. So we knew at least for 76 days to 90 days. And I know in a country like India, which is obviously we are not a first world country, we would, if this pandemic came to India, we would have a long haul. And that sort of is coming out true. And so right on 15th March, I started something called as Only Positive News. So what happened from 10th of March till 14th of March, I consider myself to be a very emotionally strong person, mentally strong person. But I started feeling anxious. I started feeling nervous. I had my breakdown saying, shit, what is happening? Never has this. It's like somebody has taken our voice away, a comedian. Somebody has cut our vocal throat. I will not be going on stage. What will I do? How will I support for a comedian who's been so busy in the last 8 years? I used to have typically shows every 2-3 shows every week, in the pre-COVID period. And I was on this very excited about this new tour, which I had worked on it for close to 1 year. Because when you go for a tour to America, it's like the visas and the new material, the posters, the public, the promotion. It's a 1 year process. And that just collapsed in like 3 days.
And so, are these insured, Atul? Just out of curiosity.
No, though they're not insured. So you, and what happens typically when you're going there, you try to buy the cheapest flight, you buy and go to Priceline and buy the cheapest flight, cheapest non-refundable thing, because your tour is, your dates are fixed. This date you're in New York, this date you're in New Jersey, this date you're in San Jose. Your dates, your tour, everything is sort of planned, chalked out which hotels. You tend to buy the cheapest tickets, the non-refundable tickets. I lost a lot of money. Let's not talk about that. forget the money part, but more it was now the emotional part of. And I started searching the news for, I said, let me find some positive news. And there was nothing. So I said, no, I should find some positive news and start this series called Only Positive News. So I came back on India on 14th March. 15th March, I did my first video, 6-7 minutes. And there were some stupid positive stories, like a leopard in Bihar has given birth to 2 baby cubs. I said, it's a positive story. Let's put that. So I started doing this on my social media, and it became a big hit where people really enjoying it, because just like me, there were a lot of other people out there going through the same kind of emotions, feeling, so open the TV, get a WhatsApp, open the newspaper, everything is so many deaths. This is closing down. This is going to happen. This business shutting down. This is happening. This airline shut down. This company shut down. And you're going to lose your job. You're going to this. This is going to happen. And it all happened also. So it was right for them to get anxious. So I said, let me come out with this only. So since then, I have been doing this Only Positive News. I think just day for yesterday was my 81st episode of Only Positive. I tried to start it with the daily. Then I made it like thrice a week I do it. So I now do it at least thrice a week I do it. Or twice or thrice a week. So I did like 81 episodes of this. People can find it on my social media, on my Instagram, on Facebook, on my YouTube. I even posted on my LinkedIn profile. I post it everywhere. Wherever I'm there on social media, I put a link to it so people can go and watch it. It's just telling positive news from around the world. And I was enjoying it because, first of all, it gave me a routine to myself, you know. So I knew for the next, I want to do it. So I, you know, previous night I sit and research. I go through CNN and go through Al Jazeera. I go through some of the Indian TV channels. Then I, you know, next morning newspaper, I read, I scan through it, collate the news, sort of put a structure to it. And, you know, then I learned editing because of that. Because, you know, when you put out a video, it has to be edited well. So I learned editing. I never knew editing before. So thanks to that, I learned a new skill called how to edit your own videos. I downloaded an editing software. It took me 3-4 days to understand it, learn it. And now I've become fairly expert on it. So I learned editing. So I churn out the video. I put it out. And, I mean, I used to... Now the viewership has slightly fallen because the people have got used to it. But initially, I used to get viewership every day of like close to 1.5 lakh viewers, you know, across.
Wow.
And people, so many, I got so many new fans, followers, people, you know, people are saying that this keeps me awake, you know, this keeps me alive because I'm here. My wife is somewhere else. I am there. The only positive thing is your only positive news, you know, so. And please don't stop it. Do it after the pandemic also. Keep it as a lifelong series. You know, news people are funny. You know, they should shut down all TV channels and only put you on every TV channel for 10 minutes every day just to, you know, calm people down. And because I personally believe more than the physical, you know, thing of this is the mental health of people which is getting affected. You know, people are saying we'll become fat sitting at home, you know, and things like that. But I think it's the mental health which is really going to pull because people are genuinely losing jobs. People are... You know, the situation is not sort of improving as of now also speak. Okay, few countries here and there have sort of lifted lockdown, but still the virus is not going. I think till the vaccine doesn't come, we have to be extremely careful, you know. Plus also, I started making money out of it. I got sponsorship out of it. Plus, out of this, I started doing my shows on Zoom, you know. I started doing my live shows on Zoom. In fact, tonight, we are on 10th July today. I don't know, can I say this? Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so today, 10 July, I have a show today. I have like 125 tickets I've sold today. So we have a show at 10. So I started this 10 p.m. adults only, no children allowed show. The reason I did it because, you know, anyway, children don't understand comedy. So I tried to make it like, make it sounded very, you know, it's like, I don't know, sharing my bedroom secrets with them, but it's a regular comedy show. And I've done like close to like 10 of these public ticketed shows where I've sold tickets. I've done a lot of corporate shows. So thanks to, because I had my experience of corporate, I've done corporate shows, I've done a lot of private party, I've done people's, you'll be surprised, people are celebrating their 40th birthday party, their 50th birthday party, their 25th anniversary on Zoom. And people are really enjoying it. People are looking forward to come and laugh for that 1 hour, you know. So I've made money out of them. And I would say I've not made great money, but I've made decent money to sort of survive this pandemic and keep my two daughters and wife happy.
And from a performer's perspective, how is it, in what ways is it different performing on Zoom versus performing
It's very different. So initially when I started doing Zoom show, it was like actually honestly going back to 2012 doing my open mic. Because it's technology, there's technology, there could be internet issues, there could be, you know, people, them, you know, because as a performer, you want their mics and videos to be on because you want to hear laughter, you know.
Correct.
But some people are not comfortable starting their mics and their videos, whatever. So I beg people, you know, at least give me like a 25 or 100 tickets, at least 25, 30 people should have their mics and videos on, which typically happens. And then you could have somebody, you know, eating food and talking to, arey, mera do roti lao, and that entire voice gets scared. You know? Somebody burping on the you know, loudly on his mic. So all those things that you have, that you remove jokes out of those also. Those are the challenges, but I think I'm quite happy that I got into it fast into it. So I think I had my first show, I think at the end of March only I had my first show, or I think first April. So within like 15 days, I had my first show to sort of understand how it is, because going ahead, and that has also helped me because it has got me a lot of newer audience also. Because, you know, earlier you had, you know, one fan, sir, I'm staying in Jabalpur. When will you come to Jabalpur? I said, dude, I'm not going to come to Jabalpur to perform for you. If it's a big show, I'll come for it. But now that guy in Jabalpur can watch my show on Zoom, you know, forget Gabriel. I've got fans from Argentina, Australia, you know, from some West Indies islands, obviously Indians. This opened up, and I think just like how work from home is sort of becoming the new norm, you know, I'm sure it. So the experience is, I would say 60% of performing on live, because nothing can replace a live audience, the laughter, the experience. It's a four-dimensional experience. There's still, I would say, two-dimensional. And I think that cannot never replace it. And I'm sure, I'm very, very, again, positive that this pandemic will get over soon, or we'll find a cure for it or work around, and we'll be back on stage soon. But we'll come very late, because first they'll have to open up Bollywood, malls, much bigger industry which got affected because of this. They have to keep them happy. we are anyway a much smaller community, and also the government doesn't like us very much. So they will say, you bloody open last.
There are several interesting points that Atul makes here. Three stand out for me. First, I guess there's a lot of negativity around us. At some level, we all need to take ownership of looking for positivity amidst the doom and gloom amongst us. And that's not going to happen by default. If we left it to natural forces, it's a free fall. Second, just the notion of showing up every day. This is one thing I've learned about entrepreneurship or in leadership. You just need to show up day after day after day. On 10th of March, Atul says that he was in Toronto and he saw the world crumble in front of him and headed back home. 5 days later, 15th of March, he started only positive news and he's been at it since then. Thirdly, I think we all need to adapt and learn new skills and experiment our way into the future. I love what Atul says about trying something new, learning editing skills, and putting himself out there. Slowly, that's opened up the new opportunity to perform on Zoom and several other leads. I guess we all need to find our own response to the situation, but some of the principles here around accepting what's not in control, showing up every day, having a routine, experimenting around adjacencies, keeping a positive mind, are a few things that are worth bearing in mind. Management thinker Jim Collins speaks about the notion of a 20-mile march. It's a bit like the tortoise and the hare story. He speaks about the benefit of having a steady march in a certain direction, whether it's rain or shine. And he says that this approach beats the approach of sprinting when excited and resting when exhausted approach. If this is of interest, do visit jimcollins.com and look up the concept of a 20-mile march. There's also something to be said about steadily marching somewhere versus resting. Like Albert Einstein once said, life is like a bicycle. To keep balance, you need to keep moving. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this conversation, you might also like my conversation with Papa CJ, another stand-up comedian who transitioned from a career in management consulting to discovering stand-up. You might also like the way Amish Tripathi transitioned from a career in financial services to writing, or how Atul Kasbekar transitioned from studying chemical engineering to becoming a photographer and subsequently a producer. You might also like the playlist Reinventing Self, where several leaders speak about how they thought about their journeys when they were at crossroads. To access this, just go to playtopotential.com and go to the curated playlist section.